Good evening. Next application is case number 11509, the application of Peggy M. Lee and Ralph W. Weese. Site is north of Route 207 Fitzgerald Road, approximately 900 feet east of Route 42 Union Church Road. Has a 911 address of 16443 Fitzgerald Road, Lincoln, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 130 and map 6 parcel 44.01. And is requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 2.1-foot variance from the required 15-foot side yard setback for a dwelling. A gentleman, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive one mail return.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Ralph Weiss.
Thank you, Lee.
18190 Lee's Eagles Nest Drive, Bridgeville, Delaware.
And we both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, just for the record, our office has represented the applicants in the past, and while I don't believe that necessarily creates a conflict at this time, if the board felt there were any questions, they should direct those to Vince Roberts.
All right. Thank you for that, Mr. Chairman. Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. We're here to, contrary to most we've heard, to request a variance for an existing condition, and it has to do with a home at 16443 Fitzgerald Road, which is a house with a garage attached to the house. The garage goes back against the property line at an oblique angle. It's not parallel to the property line. And what we've had the house since 2005. We're in the process of selling the property, and the potential buyer had a survey done, which is what discovered this situation. So it was existing for many years, long before we had it. And it was just discovered, as I said, through the survey that was done by a potential buyer. So we are requesting an exception or a variance to allow the 2.9 side setback to be allowed in lieu of the 15-foot requirement.
Okay, sir. Are there any questions from members of the board? We're going to start with you, Mr. Worker.
You're selling the house, is
yes,
that
sir.
Correct?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Did you have when was this house built?
She has a timeline better than I did.
Okay. The land was sold to Susan Schmidt, 1991-1992. And from 1991-92, through 2005, sometime in that area, they built a house, and then they later added a garage.
Gotcha.
But I don't have their records.
You have no record of the permit or?
No, not of their house, because I didn't own it at that time.
Do you have anything, Lawrence?
Not in the file today, Mr. Rickard, sorry.
That it was approved. That's what I'm looking for.
Well,
the house permit, you mean?
Yes, a certificate of compliance.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't around when they got all that done.
All right. Mr. Lank answered the question. Thank you. No other questions.
Mr. Workman?
How long did you own the home?
2005.
Bought it 2005.
Right. Susan developed cancer, and she went through a divorce. So she came to me and asked me if I wanted to buy the property back. So I said, sure. And I didn't get a survey done.
So you didn't
done.
Get a survey?
Okay. No, because I knew the property.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Yes. For the sake of time, we'll address the standards for granting a variance. It's obvious there's a uniqueness on this property because the front property line is, as you said, an oblique angle. Therefore, the house was set that way, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And so you feel that as the house sits, it can't otherwise be developed in strict conformity, correct?
Apparently it couldn't have been. It's an existing structure.
And you feel that this variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Yes.
And as you testified, it wasn't created by you, but by the previous owner.
Correct.
That's correct.
And as far as the adjacent properties and character of the neighborhood, has there been any problem when, as far as this altering the essential character of the neighborhood?
No.
Okay.
The houses are fairly far apart.
Okay.
Location.
And are you suggesting that the request is a minimum to afford relief to the
yes.
requirements, code requirements? Okay, thank you.
That was a yes. That was a yes. The microphone doesn't say.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for the help.
You're welcome. Mr. Hudson?
The adjacent parcel, parcel number two, is that has that been subdivided since you sold the property to Mrs. Schmidt?
Parcel number two.
Right where the driveway crosses it.
No, this is it's added on to it. It's all,
that's all
together
one.
Now.
It's all on the same deed now.
It's all one parcel now.
Yes.
Right.
That was approved as an extension to create to make the parcel bigger.
Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
That was my next question. Okay, are there any further questions? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to the case, there's a, I think the applicants demonstrated there's a uniqueness in the shape of the property, and given the house was built to parallel the road, then it would have a tendency to throw the house off in the within the building lines. And the applicant has testified it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. They testified that they didn't create the unnecessary hardship or practical difficulty the previous owner did. They suggested that it won't alter or hasn't altered the essential character of the neighborhood, nor did we hear testimony to the contrary. And they're claiming it, their request is a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion we approve case number 11,509.
And I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,509. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,509 is approved.
Thank you very much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for the procedural help.
You're welcome, sir.